You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's what they tell me, and I believe them. This evening, I have a really neat surprise for those folks who love radio, love promotion, love authors, all of this media stuff. Ms. Fran Silverman is with me. She's one of the major players, although that doesn't sound right for you, in media and helping other folks get on radio, get known, marketing, book marketing. There we go. That's the word I was looking for, marketing. You market all kinds of people, and I've had the pleasure of having several of the folks that she represents on my show. So welcome. Welcome, Fran. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I'm delighted to be on your show.
And we'll take a deep breath. Let me give some folks out there a little bit of information. That'll give you a little bit more time to catch your breath and get settled in. We have two phone numbers for the world to call us on. It is an uninterrupted hour, so please, folks out there, this lady's a busy lady. She knows what she's doing. So if you have any questions at all about marketing your book, getting on radio, please, please call. This is your free chance. I don't know how much she charges to counsel folks, but this is free. Call in tonight. If you live in the United States or Canada, please call in on 1-888-228-4494. Any place else in the world, if you're in Japan, if you're in Switzerland, if you're in France, if you're in Germany, wherever, call on 877-489-6350. 877-489-6350. You're invited to call in any time from this moment on, and as often as you would like, as we share this next hour. Okay, Fran, I went on site and found your book promotion newsletter. I love it.
Well, thank you.
It was such fun.
Yeah, but I'm delighted that you like it.
It's book marketing from A to Z, edited by Francine. I love that name, Francine. Silverman, M-A-N, contains the best promotional strategies of more than 300 subscribers to Book Promotion Newsletter. The book is in alphabetical order for ease of use. I need to get this one, by the way. A for advertising, B for book signings, all the way through Z for zero promotion. Not all promotions go well, of course, in chapters such as Give Me a Break and Discrimination Reveal the Hard Lessons. I love that. You've obviously written it with humor.
I did?
Yeah, obviously. I can just tell from that.
Okay.
It was a runner-up in the Do-It-Yourself Book Festival competition in the How-To category, announced October the 2nd, 2005 in L.A. You've been a busy lady.
It could be what?
You've been a busy lady.
Oh, yeah. I'm busy with so many different things. I have so many things going on. I have a new book coming out called Talk Radio Wants You, An Intimate Guide to 700 Radio Shows and How to Get Invited. And I've got an online publicity service in which I email out bios of my clients to radio hosts. And I have the book promotion newsletter. And I also have a radio show called The Radio Host Show on Blog Talk Radio, in which I interview radio hosts.
So when am I going to be on?
You're going to be on. You'll be on, I promise.
I'm just kidding. I was the blog radio is really taking off, isn't it?
Yeah,
really.
Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
They don't charge you to be on the radio like some of the stations do, do they?
Exactly. That's why they have so many shows.
Do they do them in categories, or do you just call and say, I want to do your show, I want to be on the blog?
No, they don't really do them in categories. No, not really. Sometimes it's hard to find shows if you don't know about them. It's not like they have a list of categories.
I'm going to need to go on. I was a guest on a blog radio show with a friend of mine. She's a fellow psychic out of New York, and it was a busy show. People had found her. It was really fun. We had like 20 calls in less than an hour.
Well, you know, I guess some shows really do get a lot of traffic. And I guess it depends on the time of day that your show is on.
This was evening. She's on once a month, I think the first Sunday. But let's talk about you. How did you come from, how did you get to this point? Did you, were you on the radio at one time? Did you write books? How did you, tell us your story.
Okay, in 2003, I had two guidebooks, travel guidebooks out. I had done a book called Catskills Alive and Long Island Alive. And I really didn't know how to market the books. I was marketing them all wrong. And I was also very hungry for the company of other authors, and I didn't know any. So I said, you know what? The Internet is new. Maybe I'll start a newsletter. So I searched around. I found a few authors, and I said, if I started a newsletter, would you join? And they said, sure. So I started with 10, and I sent them a questionnaire of the burning questions that I had. And this questionnaire grew, and so did the author base. And before you knew it, I had so many good promotional ideas that I put them into my book, Book Marketing from A to Z, because I realized that these authors were so talented and so clever and so, you know, promotionally oriented that they had such terrific ideas. So I put them into categories from A to Z, and I put them into a book. And then, after that, about a year later, I started a radio show because I saw other people doing it, so I decided I'll start a radio show called Book Marketing with Fran, in which I interviewed authors, and I was inundated because authors, every author wanted to be on the show. But I didn't really have much of a listening audience because I was on a station where they had mostly spiritual authors, you know, spiritual shows, and my show, I guess, just didn't fit in there. And I was spending money, so I stopped it. But at the time, before I stopped it, somebody suggested to me that I should package my services. So I decided to package my radio show, my online publicity service, and my newsletter. So I started. The reason I started the radio show was because I had started this online publicity service, and I was sending bios to radio hosts and getting them on shows. And I found that it was relatively easy to get them on radio shows. So I did it with the three things. Then I stopped the radio show, and I just offered it for, you know, the online service and my newsletter. And then, after I did the second book, Talk Radio for Authors, I decided that I didn't like it because it was done by a print-on-demand publisher. And, you know, when you use it, that kind of a publisher, whatever you give them is what they print. You know, there's no editor, there's nobody to read it, there's nobody to proof it, you know, it's just. So I decided I'm going to find myself a really true blue publisher, and I'm going to do this right. And so I started to send out questionnaires to radio hosts. I said, I'm doing this, and I found myself an agent, but the agent didn't find a publisher. So I fired the agent. I found my own publisher, and I accumulated 700 questionnaires. So I had a great book, and now I have more radio shows than I know what to do with. And you're in my book. So that's how radio was born with me, because it wasn't so much that I was into radio or anything like that. It's just that because I had this online service, I was just constantly, emailing a radio host.
I'm glad you did. You gave me some wonderful. You offered some wonderful artists. I'm just having great fun with the people.
Yeah, I think I had a few of my authors on your show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've just had such fun, and there will be more. I mean, the way we scattered them out. In fact, some of them are going to be on more than one time because their knowledge base and their talent base is so wide.
Yeah, well, that's the reason that I had said that the authors are very clever. you know, and they really, some of them do a lot of public speaking. Some of them are really, they really have, you know, great credentials. And some of them get wonderful testimonials from hosts.
They're great. Everybody that I've had on has just been such fun. And I know your base. I know that your author base is going to expand, too. So I'm looking forward to more suggestions. But back to you. Back to you. The blog, the radio host show with Fran Silverman on Blog Talk Radio, the number to call for both guests and call-ins is 646-378-1865 during the half-hour segment. Only half hour?
My show is a half an hour.
Boy, you must talk fast and get a lot done.
I find that a half an hour is quite enough. You know, I mean, if I had callers, you know, a million callers, it probably wouldn't be. But because it's on like 10 or 11 in the morning, I don't really get many callers. And it's also new. So I, you know, and also I'm doing, you know, I follow like events, you know, and so what I do is I go by Chase's calendar of events. So I had one month was athletic month, so I interviewed hosts of sports shows. One month was parenting month, so I interviewed parenting, you know, hosts. July is Culinary Arts Month, so I'm going to interview food, you know, hosts. So it's always a different topic. So I guess it attracts different people. But on Blog Talk Radio, you can track your archives. And I noticed that some shows have a lot of hits, and some don't. So I guess whatever the topic is, you know, if you have people who are interested in it.
That's the way it is here. Sometimes I can have absolutely no calls, and other times I've got 15. You know, you just don't know.
You just don't know.
Mm-mm. And it doesn't seem to matter how much advertising you do.
Your show, I forget. Your show is on what? Is it on
BBSradio.com.
Oh, BBSradio,
mm-hmm,
right.
.com. It's a large station. It has a large following. It's on practically, I think, 24/7. There are three stations, two full ones, and the third station, I believe, is all music or something like that. So when I came on, the second station was just beginning to develop, and I've moved from station two to station one. I was on Wednesday, now I'm on Thursday. And this is an hour, and it's uninterrupted, which I think is good. I could go out and try to find sponsors, but I like the idea of it not being interrupted. I like having, because I did the sponsorship thing on a competing system long time ago for about a year and a half, and I had sponsorship, and it didn't feel right to me. I'd rather spend that time with my guests and call in folks.
But don't they charge you to do the show when you don't have sponsors?
It's minimal. It is BS Radio. BBS Radio is just phenomenal in terms of their charges. It's just almost three. It's not even a new pair of shoes for some people, but others, some of the others that I know are out there will charge $300-$500 an hour for a host to have a show. That's high. That, to me, that's high. And this is not anywhere near that. So it's just phenomenal that they don't charge.
Well, you know why it's phenomenal?
Anymore.
Because Donald Newsom, who is the president and chairman, is a phenomenal guy. And I put him in my, in my preface. You know, I thanked him because he was so helpful in giving me the emails of shows, you know, for my book, and providing me with the names of shows. He was terrific.
He's been great for me. He was the one that suggested that I move from Wednesday to Thursday.
Has it made a change?
I think it has. You know, I they can tell how many people are listening on their equipment. I can't, but they know how many. And I don't get those records. I'm sure we could probably request some sort of report or at least a verbal if I'd asked. But my sense is if the airway is wasted, they'd probably say something to us, you know, as hosts. You know, got to get interest or, you know, something. And they haven't chased me off. There's bound to be interest. And I know that there is, because even though people may not call in, I'll either get emails or my guests will get emails or phone calls. Sometimes people are shy about calling in for some reason.
Yeah.
I know as a practicing psychic, when I do telephone work, I've read for some people for over 20 years that I've never seen, and some of those are local. Because they feel more comfortable on the phone.
You know, I don't know why people are shy. If they only knew how much guests rely on callers. You know, I suppose the ones that are on the air and get so many callers they get tired of them. But when you're on the Internet, you really love to have callers. First of all, it makes the show much more interesting.
Oh, yes. It's like having a class. You know, you and I can sit here and talk about this and what you do and how you do it and the reason you do it, but I like to have, quote-unquote, students, or in this case, listeners, call in and ask questions that somebody else may not think about. You know, that they, oh, why didn't I think of that question? So that's why I like to have call-in. And I like to have people that want to call in and just comment, share their ideas, share their stories, share their lives. That's fun to me, to hear somebody else's argument or support system, or if there's somebody else there out there right now that wants to do what you're doing. This is the perfect time for them to get involved.
I know. You know, it's funny. I was on two shows. I was on one show, I think it was in Utah or someplace like that, and it was on the air. And the guy got a caller, and I was talking about radio, and the guy got a caller, and he asked the host, when is the new Marriott opening in town?
Oh, <God. laughs>
Which was a complete non sequitur. And then I was on another show, I was talking about radio, and somebody called and asked me a question about promoting her book. And I thought, aren't they listening? Aren't they listening to what we're talking about?
Well,
people just have on their minds what they have on their minds.
Right. They just pick up one word or two and think that they're going to run with it, I think. So, this newsletter, the book promotion newsletter, go into, all I did was type in your name and it came up. A lot came up on you, like a page and a half, and I went through every single one and read a little bit about you and printed some stuff out. But this is book promotion newsletter, a biweekly for authors of all genres.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and I'm sure on here it says contact us and useful websites and experts and so forth. So people can go in and sign up for the news, for the newsletter. I don't see in here that there's a charge for it. Is there a charge for it?
Well, there is. There's a very, very minor charge. It's $7.50 a year.
A year. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's funny. I started out with the newsletter. It was free. I had maybe 1,500 subscribers. Then I decided to charge $5 a year, and I lost some subscribers.
Huh.
And then when I went to $7.50 a year, I lost more subscribers. And I think to myself, you know, I go in, I have lunch, cost me $7.50. One lunch cost me $7.50, and this is $7.50 for a year.
Yeah.
Just, and people just don't want to spend it. They say, oh, there's other newsletters.
But I could get a newsletter like this one for $7.50 a year from an expert, an active expert, one who is constantly growing and changing like you are, that's like a drop in the bucket.
Well, it isn't only me. My newsletter is really written by my subscribers because they send me articles, they send me good news, they send me tips, they send me seminars that they're doing, they send me so many different things that it makes it more interesting because it's not just from me.
And that's a range and a variety of attitudes
mm-hmm.
and experiences.
Exactly.
That you're giving people. You can't get counseling for $7.50 an hour. If somebody were to hire for your services, and they're getting a lot of it for free through your newsletter, basically. I mean, you spread that $7.50 out on, you know, 300 and how many years, days in a year do we have? It's nothing.
No, and a lot of the subscribers like to put things in the newsletter. And they realize that it's worth it for them to pay because I'm going to put most of their stuff in the newsletter. And they're getting good publicity for whatever it is they're trying to, you know, promote.
Whether it be
a foundation that they're doing or, you know, or the fact that the book won an award or that they were on a TV show or whatever, you know, something that was really unusual.
Do you teach people how to write or you pick up where it's ready to be promoted?
No, I don't teach people how to write, no.
Okay, so no.
This is for authors who already know how to write.
And okay, do you help them get things published? Do you show direction for publication?
Well, if they write me an email and they say, I'm looking for a publisher, I tell them to, you know, go to the bookstore and look at publishers of like books, you know, of whatever it is that you, you know, the subject that you're writing about, and see who publishes their books. And then look in the writer's market and see and read about the publishers. And that's how you find a publisher.
You know, it sounds easy, but I know from experience that it isn't. Is that why there is so much more e-publishing going on? Because people just don't even know where to send their books, and they have this image like I do that if you send a book or part of a book to somebody, there's going to be this mountain that that person's going through and they're just going to reject it?
You know, people, first of all, people self-publish for various reasons. Sometimes they self-publish because they're in a hurry. They want it fast. Sometimes they're just disgusted with, you know, the whole game of publishing. Now, what I was writing with my talk radio book is a reference book. So I researched reference publishers. And I found a very respected publisher, that McFarlane and Company, which markets to libraries. So I'm going to have to do the job of trying to get the book into bookstores, but they market heavily to libraries. So that's fine with me. I mean, I don't mind that, you know, if it goes into all the libraries. Because it's basically a reference book.
Okay. Do you think that once books are, has it been your experience, that once a book has been e-published, do publishers peruse the Internet to see what's on the Internet and then pluck them and publish them themselves?
I don't know about that. I really don't know. I haven't heard from anybody that a publisher picked up their ebook and said, oh, you know, I'm going to publish your book. I haven't heard that. I know a lot of my authors do that. They have ebooks and they publish on like Amazon Shorts and, you know, things like that, especially when they're, you know, novelists.
Let's talk about that. There are places like Amazon Shorts. I was unaware of that. That you can sell through a publishing company an ebook, right? Do I understand that correctly?
I'm not that familiar with it, but I know that I've heard of it, and I know that that's for people who are like novelists, because it's, you know, it's more difficult for novelists to promote their stuff. You know, it's much easier when you write nonfiction. First of all, it's easier to get on radio shows, and it's easier to promote your book, and it's easier to get reviews, and it's just generally easier. But, of course, if you have a novel that really sells, then it's wonderful.
Have you done a novel yet?
No, I'm not a novelist.
Your research.
Yeah, I'm a researcher.
You're organized.
Well, I don't know how organized I am, but I'm not a novelist. I don't have the imagination to be a novelist.
Talk radio for authors, getting interviews across the U.S. and Canada. When is that coming out?
Well, no, Talk Radio for Authors is out.
Okay.
That came out in 2007. That was the book I was talking about, you know, that was print on demand.
Okay, that one. And what about Book Marketing from A to Z?
Also print on demand.
And
same publisher.
Okay, but you're not doing that anymore.
Well, the books are out. I mean, they're on Amazon.
Good. That's what I was trying to get to. Where do we find them? Do we have to go through your
No, they're on Amazon. If you type in Talk Radio for Authors, it's on Amazon, and so is the other book, Book Marketing from A to Z.
And then you've got another one coming out.
Yeah, but this one will be much, much, much better.
Much better.
Yeah, because this one is going to be handled by an editor and a publisher who know what they're doing.
That must be exciting for you.
It is. But the only thing is, it's not going to be until January or mid-year 2009.
My goodness. Okay.
And if you saw all the changes I had to make in radio shows, just from, you know, collecting questionnaires for a year, can you imagine, you know, what all the changes I'll have to make afterwards?
Last-minute changes. Yeah.
Yeah, because radio shows constantly go in and out, you know. It's just the nature of the business.
That makes sense. So what you're doing is triple, quadruple work, I would imagine, at some point, in getting it all straightened out before you actually say this is a final, publish it.
Yeah, well, you know, it was triple work. It was, because I decided to send the news of, you know, the publishers had come up with a title based on my suggestion. So I decided to send all 700 posts news of the title and say, this is the time to send me changes. Well, it was like opening a Pandora's box, because they all bombarded me with changes. I have a new website. I changed the name of my show. I want to change my bio. My email changed. My telephone number changed. The co-host is no longer my co-host. I'm doing it alone, but the other show, he's doing it with somebody else, and, you know, it's like...
Goodness gracious. You have more patience than I would have, I can guarantee you. Even, no matter how excited I would be about a subject, I would feel snowed if I had to deal with it.
Well, you know, at times it was a little overwhelming. He wanted me to include all the major shows, and even if they didn't return the questionnaire. So I had to call up all the shows and find out whether they invited guests and who the producer was and what the producer's email was. And that took a lot of time.
Is your show on, is archived about 15 minutes after they end, your write-up says?
Yes.
That's one of the things that BBS Radio does also, and sometimes it's not quite that fast, but we are archived for you folks out there that want to share this show with someone you know, and just in case. The station itself was under fire attack a week or so ago, so they're catching up on everything. And so just be patient, public out there, because if you want to hear this again or you want to send it to somebody, give it about a week, and it will be archived. I'm guessing a week. If Don hears me, he may say, oh, no, don't put this on a schedule. But at least a week, since they're catching up. And I say that out loud so you will know as well that if you wanted to go hear it again or touch it in some way, it takes them a little bit of time to get it archived. What now? We know you're going to continue the blog show. We know that you're going to continue in this world. We know you have a book coming out. What would be your next two favorite things to do?
Well, you know, it's funny. My husband lost his job, and he's expecting me to make up the slack. And the truth of the matter is I haven't worked outside my home in so long that I really am not fit for anything. However, I did apply to about.com to be a guide. And I would like to be a guide for talk radio. Now they have somebody that does radio, but he doesn't do specifically talk radio. So I sent them my idea, and they sent back a note and said, we'll consider it, but it will be a few months before they make a decision.
How would you be a guide for talk radio?
Well, they train you. They train you to what you're supposed to do. And if you go to about.com, you see that they have guides for various subjects. Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay. Well, if you go there, and if you let's say radio, you go to about.com, and then you say radio, and then you'll come to a page where the radio guide is there, and he puts in questions and information and news and stuff like that. And I suppose if you wanted to ask him something, there's an email someplace.
Oh, I see. The person who gives information about subjects.
Yeah, and they pay you. So ideally, that's what I would love to do. So I'm hoping when the summer's over that I will hear from them and they will invite me to be a guide. That's my dream.
Well, you have a number of topics that you could certainly share with the world.
Well, yeah, I could do book promotion. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they come back to me, I'll propose that if they say no.
Give them five things to pick from.
I don't have five things.
You know you have that. You know about radio. You know about publishing books. You know about marketing books.
Well, I don't know that much about publishing.
You know more than I do. You know more than most people
do. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have somebody that does that already, because they have a whole list of the categories that are still open, and believe me, those are very esoteric subjects, and I can see why they're still open. So I think all the good ones are taken.
Well, the right one will be there for you.
I hope so.
And that will make it a good one.
You're so kind, Eileen.
What else would you like to do? Create, write, give to the world, share.
You know, it's funny with me. I don't really plan ahead. Things just all of a sudden come to my head. You know, like every 2 years an idea comes to me. And I don't really plan. You know, right now I'm so busy with my online publicity service and trying to really build it up and trying to, you know, get to the point where I can really, you know, get some people to get onto maybe into more major shows, you know, more top shows. Basically, I think that's where I'm at the moment. And I'm going to be, you know, have to decide how to promote this book that's coming out. I have to think about all the places that I want to will be very good markets for the book.
Well, you'll have to come back on the show when
well,
it comes out.
Well, thank you.
Or right before it comes out.
Thank you.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it certainly would.
Give people an idea of what else you're doing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure when I come back, I'll have other things that I'm doing. But, you know, right now I have enough irons in the fire.
And you said that your husband had just had surgery, too, so you're going to be busy with that for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've become a healthcare worker.
Wow.
On top of everything else I do.
I know that.
Oh, and I was just named president of my Toastmasters Club, so I'm very busy, you know. Now all of a sudden I'm the president. I didn't even want to be the president, but nobody else wanted it.
I always thought I would get involved with Toastmaster when I came back here to Austin, and I never did. I haven't yet, let's put it that way.
Well, Toastmasters is wonderful if you really want to become comfortable speaking to people. It is really a terrific thing because the people become your friends, and it's a very comfortable atmosphere, and it's very structured, and, you know, you're just amazed at yourself how much more comfortable you become getting up and speaking. I mean, I was somebody who just, I clammed up. But now?
Good experience.
Yeah.
Speaking of good experiences, this is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. This is Ms. Fran Silverman. We are talking all about promoting and marketing our books and how to get on to radio shows like this one, among others, of course. If you have a comment, a story to tell, a question to ask, and you live in the United States and Canada, please call 1-888-228-4494. Any place else in the world, because this is going global, so any place else in the world, 877-489-6350, and we would love to hear from you. I haven't had a Canada fix lately, so you folks up there in Canada, I know you're out there. I know you're out there. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Any place in the world, we would love to hear your voice. I love hearing new accents, and I love knowing where people are living and who, where they are and who they are that are listening to the show. So please, give us a call. Entertain Fran for us this evening. You need entertainment, don't you?
Do I need entertainment?
You need to be entertained, don't you?
It would be nice.
Do you ever get bored with what you've chosen to do? What did it sound like a really good idea at one time and then you got bored with it? Or is the excitement still there for you? Because this is a lot of research, and this is a lot of dealing with people and their egos and what they think they want and need. And
No. You know, I don't make much money at this, but maybe that's why I enjoy it so much. You know, because the more you make, the less you enjoy. No, I think that I love what I'm doing. I don't get bored with it.
So you accept the challenges as something that's a new high. You must be able to work well with people. That's doing what you do.
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time at the computer, and I basically don't. I'm not that face to face with people that much. So I do try to do some speaking, and to get out, and to meet people. Like I went to the Talkers Convention. 2 weeks ago. It was in New York, and I met some of the radio hosts that are in my book, and I made a lot of good contacts, and that was a lot of fun. And I was invited down to Washington, D.C. by the president of the Penn Women of Washington, and she invited me to speak to her group about talk radio, and that was a lot of fun. And I hope to do some more of that, you know, to get out and speak. But I do spend a lot of time in front of the computer. There's no question.
And on the phone, I'm sure.
No, I don't spend that much time on the phone, except when I'm on the radio.
That's going to be happening more and more for you as these books come out more. This third book, it's really, for some reason, I'm feeling like it's really going to be drawing attention.
Yeah, I think I foresee doing sequels to this book because it's, you know, after a year or two, it's already extinct. You know, it needs to be updated.
You know, that's true. I would think it would almost have to be yearly.
I would love to do it yearly, but I don't think they'll do it yearly. I think they'll probably do it every 3 years. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they figure that if they do it, the more they do it, the more sales they make.
Well, that's true. Have you thought about putting it on a website, putting it behind a curtain where people have to pay for it, just like they have to do in a printed?
You know, I can't really put it on a website because it's like thousands of pages.
Yeah, that's right, it would be.
It came out that there, it, you know that when I took it to the post office, it was 6 pounds?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The printout was 1,334 pages, and it was 6 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing. Is that worldwide or just the United States?
It's the United States and Canada, and there are some shows from Britain, and I have one in Guam, and, you know, a few English-speaking countries, other English-speaking countries, but mostly the United States and Canada. Only because I really couldn't find shows elsewhere, you know, that many shows elsewhere.
Gosh, it's interesting that you don't have Italy or Germany, France, some of those.
Well, Italy, Germany, France, they speak different languages.
That's true. That's true, too. I'm really thinking global here, you know. I'm assuming that everybody speaks English, you know, and I shouldn't. That was didn't mean to be tacky, folks out there.
No, but if they have a website, it would be in French, it would be in German, or it would be in Italian. You know,
I wonder.
And then, you know, there was only so many ways I could find radio shows. You know, it's not like there's one directory that will give you all the radio shows. Most directories didn't even have internet shows. You know, they only have terrestrial shows, you know, the ones that are on the air. And there's a million internet shows. So you,
a ton of us out there now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what's funny? I was reading a book. It was a writer's book. It was printed in 1990. And he made the point that radio was only music and news.
Huh.
And when you think about it, just 20 years, how that has changed.
Yes. It used to be just the AM stations, the land stations, the terrestrial stations.
And
the
it
AM
was news and music. Music and news.
Yeah. And if it was an AM station, that's where your talk stuff would be. But the FM stations were just that, music and news.
Mm-hmm.
Occasional jibber-jabber, but not much. We have changed. Well, just since I did the first radio show some years back, I mean, internet radio, it's huge compared to what it was. Huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it has grown tremendously.
It's exciting to be on it because in its own way, it's still new. And because of the equipment and the interest in other subjects other than newscasts, from self-help to ETs, it grows every day. It truly is an alternative way of getting information and learning.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio claims to have, I don't know, 150,000 shows or something, some weird number.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, it wouldn't, because it's free. So you have every Tom, mm-hmm. Dick, and Harry starting a show.
You know, I'm wondering when we're going to start hearing of controls. Or, I don't know what else to call them, not limitations. Somebody like BBS Radio, I can't imagine them doing it, but somebody like BBS says, okay, we've got five psychics, that's all we're going to have. We've got five pet people, that's all we're going to have. We've got five doctors, that's all we're going to have. I wonder if anything like that is going to be created to whittle down some of the availability of moments on the air.
Well,
that would be sad, I think.
I think it would be harder for somebody to monitor all the shows that are on the internet. You know, it's easier to listen to the show on the dial and see if somebody's doing something wrong. But to listen to all the shows on the internet,
and they change so rapidly. Like
they
change
rapidly, and sometimes there are some shows you can't listen to all the time. You can only listen when it's live.
That's true.
And some of them you can't find so easily how to listen. Sometimes, you know, you listen and you find that you're listening to somebody else's program and it's not the one who you want to listen to.
That's happened to me on the Internet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thought I was one place and I was someplace else totally different. This is Fran Silverman. We are talking about how to get on the radio and how to market yourself and your book and get on the radio and talk about what you want to share with people. Fran Silverman, and if you have a question for her or a story or a challenge, call us. If you live in the United States and Canada, you will call 1-888-228-4494. If you are anyplace else in the world, 877-489-6350. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit, and of course you know where you are. You're on BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide Internet talk radio network on the planet. That's why we call it Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. And tonight, Fran Silverman. What else would you like to share with us?
Well, Elaine, I just wanted to ask you, I have you listed under holistic.
Uh-huh.
Holistic health and spirituality.
That works.
So your show is basically on spiritual things?
No, it's on everything. I've had all kinds of authors and topics over the year. I am a spiritualist. I am a practicing psychic. I do healing work. I have been for over 40 years. Well, I'm 63, and I've been doing it for the public since I was 17. So I teach the tarot. I teach psychic development. I kind of touch on lots of things. I don't teach Reiki, but I practice Reiki along, kind of mixed with my own method of healing work. And that's me. So holistic work, beautifully.
So do you have a lot, what do you have, a lot of spiritualists on your show?
Not a lot.
Mm-mm. No?
No, I spread it out. I had children's authors, children's books, I've had feng shui people, I've had other psychics on, I've had ET people on in the past, I've had artists, I've had musicians who have shared their creative stuff with us, I've had actors on. A little bit of everything.
Oh, so I can send you more bios.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Armstrong's going to be with us next week.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wonderful lady. Dr. Ramona Rubio, the I always say this wrong. The alchemy, it's not woman. I want to say alchemy, but alchemical woman, handbook for everyday soul work. She's going to be on in July. We've got Bridget Reynolds. She's with Cultural Tapestry. It's an organization. She's representing an organization promoting personal empowerment and transformation, spirituality geared towards women. You know, just all kinds of things. I've got a sound healer, Elvia Melody. She's a sound healer. She's going to be performing. So, you know, there's all kinds of subjects.
I bet when Lance Armstrong is on, you'll get lots of callers.
She's, yes, for those folks that, she's an author and international speaker. She went to Africa. She went to Africa with the Peace Corps. And while there, she fell in love and created a family. And she was there through some of the most difficult. She lived in Uganda for East Africa for 10 years. And she was there under Idi Amin. But because she was African American, she could move and blend and listen, and you know, I've visited with her for about 2 hours. She's an amazing woman. So those folks out there, she's written a book, The Pearl, and she's going to be with me next week. So see, I try to keep my topics varied. I try to keep the interest, but they all have a human sense, just like the musician. She works from the heart and the spirit. People that have written children's books, obviously from the heart and the spirit. You do your work trying to help other people develop themselves. So I can't think of anybody that I've had on the show that does not come from heart and spirit. Everybody. And that to me means the world, that they're willing to, yes, they're promoting themselves, but they're also they have something special to promote. They've created something and they want to share it with the world. If they make a buck off of it, that's great. But
you're giving them a whole hour of time to promote themselves. I think it's terrific. You could never do this on TV.
No. Not unless it was PBS, and I've done some of that work, and it was not easy. So it's a whole lot more. It's a lot harder to do this kind of stuff on television. PBS is about the only place you can do it. And then in order to get a PBS show, you have to go through the training, and you have to volunteer, and, you know, all that sort of thing. So it's not easy. But well worth it, but not easy. But this, I like this. I like the venue of radio. It's fun. You get to meet all kinds of people. My sadness is that I am more likely to meet you in person because we run in kind of the same world in terms of writing and promoting and that sort of thing. And I may be at the talker convention someday. But a lot of these people I know I will never meet. I'm going to have a man on from England in a couple of months. I'll probably never meet him. I may talk to him for the next 10 years, off and on. And that's another thing about doing these kinds of shows. Often the hostess will keep in touch with their guests. Sometimes as their guest grows in popularity, they'll come back on the shows, even the little folks like us, they'll come back and play with us, which is kind of fun. And yet we may never meet them face to face. That's a sadness for me. Well, when I did television, you got to see them sometimes two or three times before you went on the show, or not. They walk in the back door and boom, they were on. But at least you got to really see them and shake their hand and get a sense of who they really are.
Yes, it really expands your network when you're a radio host.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You get to talk to so many different people.
I've had a lot of fun with this, Fran. And what else do you want to share with us?
Well, I just want to share that radio, everybody should put radio on their promotional plans because it's, when you think about it, where else can you do an interview in your pajamas? Where else can you go and have somebody talk about you and you talk about yourself and you can promote your book or whatever it is you want to promote, you know, for an hour, and the host is your advocate? I mean, it's just the best thing in the world, radio.
And it doesn't matter what your topic is. There's always going to be an audience for your topic, even if it's just one person. Your radio, as I present you to the world, for example, there are tons of people out there that would love to know more about what you do. I'm one of them. And they may not have called in tonight, but you can count on it. They're either going to hit your blog or they're going to get on your promotion newsletter, get on your website. I'm serious, folks. There are a page and a half just on Fran Silverman, S-I-L-V-E-R-M-A-N. You can go in and find out all kinds of information about this lady. Don't forget, you can call her blog show, 646-378-1865. When and what time?
Usually my show is on Tuesday morning. Sometimes it's at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and sometimes it's at 11. But they can certainly go on to the site. It's blogtalkradio.com/Francine-Silverman. And you always put your shows in that are coming up, so they'll be listed there, and times that, you know, and who will be on.
Well, I've enjoyed having you. Thank you. You'll have to come back when the book is out, or if you just have something to say, you can always call in and tell us.
Elaine, you've been terrific, and I really appreciate this.
Thank you. Seth or somebody's going to whisper sweet nothings in my ear, so we need to close it down. You've been listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. My guest tonight has been Fran Silverman. You can find her on the Internet. This is bbsradio.com. Join me next week for Sarah Armstrong. You won't regret it. She's a fabulous lady. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to share a smile with somebody this week. Good night, Fran. Good night, world.